Welcome to World Socialist Radio, and this is Bad Apples from the August 2025 Socialist Standard. There's a popular saying, origin rather uncertain, that America innovates, China imitates, and Europe regulates. Well, that's not true anymore, in the case of China anyway, which is leading from the front these days in AI and green tech. But Europe continues to live up to its reputation, last month by fining Apple and Meta 500 million euros and 200 million euros respectively for certain dubious business practices deemed to be in breach of the 2022 Digital Markets Act, or DMA. That's the EU's attempt at levelling the online playing field. The European Commission declared that Apple was guilty of anti-competitive behaviour with its App Store, specifically by, quote, restricting app developers in their ability to inform customers of alternative offers or marketplaces that could be found outside its own and steer them towards purchases. Meanwhile, Meta had erred by introducing a consent or pay model, which invites users to take out a monthly subscription, or else let Meta hoover up all their Facebook and Instagram user data for sale to third parties. The Meta model is a typical example of how firms exploit audience capture. They've got their customers hooked, so now's the time to take the piss out of them with extra charges. It's a bit like what the big streaming services have been doing lately by introducing adverts into paid subscriptions and then inviting subscribers to pay extra to go ad-free, all in the name of choice. But is Meta really offering a choice? One might suspect that the real deal is pay up and we'll plunder your data anyway. Apple have always been known for being control freakish and attempting to lock their customer base into their own exclusive ecosystem, including a special patent-protected charging cable that no one else is allowed to make and which doesn't work with any third-party device. People say that capitalism drives brilliant technical innovation. But when you look at the way this happens, brilliant is not the first word that comes to mind. It is chaotic, spontaneous, unplanned and secretive, with profligate waste and duplication. Under the pressure of competition, each developer adopts a walled garden approach for the sole purpose of protecting future profits. Most of them will eventually fail, and the few successes which do emerge are, of course, incompatible with each other. And producers have every incentive to maintain this incompatibility, make their products impossible to repair, lock in customers, and oppose any move towards component standardization. In the ensuing market battle, the ultimate victor may not be the best technical product, but the one with the biggest marketing muscle. When you decide to let a thousand flowers bloom, you can end up with a cactus instead of an orchid. Take electric cars, for instance. What's deterring buyers, apart from upfront cost, is range anxiety related to lack of charging infrastructure and long charge times. The real problem is the vast range of models, sizes, and batteries being produced. Logically, producers could have cooperated in the first place to produce just one standard battery for all cars, together with standardized quick replacement mechanisms so you could swap them out at any garage in mere minutes. But capitalism doesn't do logic. That's not to say that EV battery standardisation won't ever happen, but the battle for profits comes first, and never mind the waste. Recent EU regulations have been an attempt to override the jarring contradiction between what producers do for profit and what people actually want. So, for example, there are regulations to ban designed obsolescence, ban greenwashing, and enforce a right to repair. These are all worthy enough measures from an environmental perspective, but they are likely to damage the bloc's overall competitiveness with the less scrupulous USA and China. The Wall Street Journal tartly responded with a 2024 article entitled "Europe Regulates Its Way to Last Place." So it was that in 2022, in an effort to reduce much electronic waste due to the multiplicity of different charging cables, the EU put a stop to Apple's proprietary Lightning port and forced the firm to change its Euromarket products to use the industry standard USB-C charging port. Now, Apple are hopping mad about the new DMA fine over its restrictive app store and have lodged an appeal. Perhaps they will argue that if the ruling were applied to offline traders, Tesco would be legally bound to advertise Sainsbury's products, Asda to advertise Aldi, and so on. Apple boss Tim Cook reportedly got on the wine line to US President Donald Trump to complain about all this, presumably in the hope that Agent Orange would put the squeeze on the EU mandarins via more tariff threats. But Trump might be less than enthusiastic. He is thought to be greatly dischuffed at Cook's polite but steadfast refusal to cave in to his demand that Apple reshore all its production facilities to the US. From Cook's perspective, this would be an utterly bonkers move, which would cut a gigantic hole in Apple's profits, given that US workers cost a lot more than Chinese or Indian ones. Moreover, it would require several years of intense planning, making it scarcely worth consideration, given that Trump's effective time in office could expire as soon as November 2026, with the US midterm elections. So, appeal or not, Apple may decide to suck it up and pay the fine. 500 million euros is a drop in the bucket to Apple, and a lot cheaper than eviscerating a $3 trillion empire just to give Trump a few good headlines. If capitalism really worked in humanity's benefit, there wouldn't be any need to keep making laws to curb its natural tendencies. All capitalist producers are bad apples in this sense. Meanwhile, attempts at regulation can often mean states or trading blocs are shooting themselves in the foot in terms of global competitiveness. The world has long since socialized production. What it now needs to do is socialize ownership and control of that production too. If it doesn't, the spiraling chaos will continue with disastrous prospects for humanity and the planet.
You've been listening to World Socialist Radio, produced by the Socialist Party of Great Britain. To find out more and to take out a free trial subscription to the Socialist Standard, visit spgb.net/podcast.